Good morning. I am fine. I'm always happy to see Wednesday morning.
Why is that?
Because that means Tuesday night is over, and Tuesday night is the council meeting.
Well, it's interesting because as we were talking before we came on the air, and I tend to read the daily newspaper because I like to be engaged with my community and pass that information along to my listeners. You'd think that's part of my program, and it is. But you meet on Tuesday nights, and sometimes you guys must meet late into the night because sometimes I don't see anything about whether you had a meeting or not or what even took place at that meeting. So that's why we're very happy to talk to you every Wednesday morning to hear what has gone on, because people always talk about transparency and bang the door on transparency. Well, if you didn't come in here and talk to us, I'm not sure what we would have known about last night's meeting.
We wouldn't have known anything.
Tell us what happened. You can lie to us. It could be because unless Margaret and I go down there and go through the minutes, well, you can just tell us anything you want. So what did you guys talk about last night?
Well, let me assure you that when I talk with you, I tell you the absolute truth as best as I know it. I know that there are many others who would like for me to not be here on Wednesday. They'd rather have the spot. So I guess it will be up to you.
Let me address that quickly, because I've heard that before, and the angle is, tell me about the balance on the council again. I just want to make sure I have this right.
Okay. There's six Democrats and one Republican.
Okay, so I think the Democrats have that covered. And in the city council, we have 9 Democrats and no Republicans.
Right.
So I don't think having Marty Hawk on for 20 minutes a week is going to sway the opinion of those in other places. We try to add some levity and brevity to our local
situation. I think we actually
situation.
Try to add some balance.
And the
Thank
other thing
you
that,
for coming, Marty.
And the other thing that people need to remember as well, which I don't fly the flag at all, is Tim Mayer joins us on Tuesdays.
That's right.
Margaret Fetty is here from the Libertarian angle, and Marty Hawk is here from the Republican angle. Rush Limbaugh and Sean Hannity don't have a lot to do with local politics.
Not a thing.
We try to keep it balanced, and if people don't want to see that balanced, you can go back to your 9-0 city council and your 6-1 county council and have the meetings that you guys want to talk about, because you already control everything. We're trying to give an alternate viewpoint here of what's happening, and that's what it is. And if you don't like it, that's fine. It's America. You're entitled not to like it. You can buy a lottery ticket and buy your own radio station. That's fine. You can do that. So I'm just clearing that up for everybody to say, well, Marty's on here because Margaret's on here because Margaret is entitled to her opinion. Marty's entitled to her opinion. Tim Mayer's entitled to his opinion. We have 3 spots filled for people to come in and say it and do it. And you want to throw Keith Klein in there? Great. He's on the school board. That's not a politically affiliated thing. But that's what it is. Keith has served on the city council before. Keith has served on everything before, it seems like. So there is the magic formula that we try. We try to give everybody a voice in this town that might not be heard on the city council. It might not be heard on the county council. And again, that's what we try to do. And if you don't like it, that's fine. You're allowed not to. Now, back to Marty Hawk. And what happened at your meeting last night?
I didn't expect that.
Well,
I love it.
Some people wonder why we do what we do, and I've just tried to give the explanation. And every time Marty's on the show, every Wednesday, all 52 of them for the most part, they're all recorded and put at WGCLradio.com. So as you mentioned, Marty, earlier, right when we got started, if somebody mishears, doesn't hear clearly, or doesn't like it, they can go back and listen to it again to get
clarity and hear what you said. There's a lot of ways to listen to what's going on here. And
since we don't know what happened at your meeting last night, well, we'd love to hear it here. And then people that miss it this morning can go back and listen throughout their day at their leisure at WGCLradio.com and hear what went on at the county council meeting. Fill us in.
Okay, so it was the first meeting of the year, and that is the meeting where there's the organizational of the council, and so that was put in place last night, and Cheryl Munson is the president again one more year, as well as there was a changeover in the vice president, so that will be Ryan Colbine, who will be serving as vice president. So I'm real happy to be working with those two. I really have pretty good working relationship with everybody on that county council. So Ryan Colbine has asked that we gather together and go over some of the financials and so forth. These things are really difficult to understand sometimes if you haven't had anybody sit down and say, okay, here's how the financial statements work, and here's how this all comes together for our budgets and so forth. And one of the reasons why that is so very important is that when we put together that 16-line statement, I know that sounds boring, but that's our whole financial projection and what we are allowed to do as far as spending the taxpayers' dollars. And then that goes in a form and goes up to the state. Well, there was this big, in this past week, this big scare that, oh, we didn't get the debt payment made on time. Well, and actually that did end up getting paid on time, but there was not quite enough money, so we had to spend into the red. Well, that threw everybody into a real tizzy, like, what's going on and why did that happen? And we started looking over the last few days, what's going on with
when you say we, who is we, the council?
We are, well, it was myself. It was our county attorney, Jeff Cockrell, and our Michael Flory. We were going over these numbers, trying to figure out what's going on, and come to find out that what the auditor had turned in at the state for that payment for the showers project was $1 million off. And because at first it was like, okay, this is going to be enough to pay throughout and get it completely paid off because the last payment is due in January of 2017. But then we know up at the top that they entered an extra payment that we had already made, so that threw all the numbers off. So I call the state, and I'm reminded that we cannot have enough money to pay that first payment for 2017, which is over $1 million. With that, we can only have one half of it and put that on the taxes, which means that this summer, when we go into fall, when we go into budget hearings, we will have to set another tax rate and levy to get the showers building paid off. So part of the good news for the taxpayer is their tax rate won't be as high to pay off the showers building for this year, for 2016, but then we'll have to have another one for 2017. There's something really messed up here. So,
do you have any idea what's going on that these numbers are not adding up, not working out? What's going on there, Marty?
When the auditor entered it, and he's the only one that does the entry into Gateway that goes up to the state. What he did was he took the bond payment for another bond, and he entered that on that bond properly. That goes on line two. But he took that very same number and put it over there on the payment for the showers, which made that whole statement $1 million off.
So the state doesn't know where the state doesn't know where the number should be. They just take the numbers that are submitted and go from there, correct?
Well, except that they wouldn't have added up, so then they would have. And how it was even allowed to even.
Well, that was going to be my next question. If it didn't
without it balancing out, because I'm surprised it wouldn't just kick it back somehow. And so one of the big things is, and this is not, they discussed this yesterday at the commissioners' little meeting that they have on Tuesday. So this is definitely out there that we have to repair this problem. But it's really important that we go back and look at everything, that all of those 16-line statements, and there's many of them that have been turned into the state, and take another look at it, because somehow or the other you assume if that's on the form, it's online, at the state, those numbers have to be right. And we discovered, no, they're not right. So, you know, that's something that will have to get repaired. It just seems like there's always something. But the other good news for the taxpayer, and I'm not sure we've discussed this, that excess levy that had been applied for, we were denied that.
Right.
Have I shared that with you?
You did last week.
Okay. So that will also have, we'll have to decide
what was the excess
$250,000 where we're going to cut it from, because we budgeted for it, so we've got to decide from what fund we have to take that from. So that's also a part of something we'll be doing. Here's a little bit of good news, because at the end of the meeting, it was comment time, and I commented that it was my hope that the new mayor would work toward getting the Redevelopment Commission meetings, where they're making millions of dollars of decisions, would work toward getting those covered by CATS, and that our county commissioners would join in and get their meetings covered by CATS, those meetings on Tuesday, but so much happens and we don't get to know about. After the meeting, the gentleman from CATS TV who works the CATS TV came up to me and said, by the way, we have started covering the city's redevelopment commission. That the first meeting had been the night before. So kudos to the city. They are doing that. You know, the county started covering their redevelopment commission meetings. And at first, I'm not sure people were real happy about it. But now it's clear they embrace it. They really want the public to hear what it is they're doing, and that's it's important.
Well, let's not pat them on the back for wanting to do that. That's how it should be.
Yeah.
Let's not have a parade because they're going to be transparent.
Well, but Marty is letting the public know now that they can watch this glass.
I'm not disagreeing with that, but Marty is talking about how they're puffing their chest out and saying, "Hey, look at us and the great job we're doing." You know, that should be the job you're doing. Let's not hand out awards here that they're doing something above and beyond the call of duty.
Well, I guess I'm just trying to say something that would encourage the county commissioners to do the same.
Good. And again, that's great. And I think that's the angle. Hey, you'd
this
think
is,
this was normal,
this
but it's not.
This is what you should be doing. This is what you should be doing.
Somebody should draw them a roadmap. You can borrow
my
crayon.
It is not their money, and it is not their business. It is the people's money and the people's
Amen.
Business.
I couldn't agree with you more, but again, this is what should be done. So let's not have a parade because they're doing the right thing.
Right. Well,
or maybe that's the irony. Maybe that's the irony to it.
He started that off on the right foot, and
he did.
I'm grateful for that.
That is great because, again, people can see what is going on, and then the excuse can't come up. Well, I don't know. I didn't see. Sometimes in life, it's a do-it-yourself job. You got to go out and find it. Marty Hawk is our guest this morning on Wednesday morning. She does join us every Wednesday. County business moving forward. What's next on the agenda as January gets going?
Okay. Well, I know that the minutes that one of the county council people. That attended the county commissioners meeting yesterday, you know, the little one that not everybody gets to know about, they had decided, it appears from those minutes of those meetings, that they're going to pull back in all the credit cards.
Whose credit cards?
So they're trying to stop this credit card mess and pull them into the commissioner's office so that people aren't running around with, you know, buying their groceries at Kroger's or
so
whatever.
So are we talking about pulling all the credit cards from every department head in the whole county or just from the auditor's office?
Of course, the Youth Services Bureau will still need to have theirs because, you know, the operating, that's like operating a small, you know, rooming house or something. I mean, there's a lot that has to be.
Yeah, so who are they taking it from?
So it would be all the other departments. All of the they're only going to leave out that credit card for those folks who have a true need to have a credit card, and supplies and so forth. They have determined it's better to be purchased at office supplies and so forth without using the credit card. So I'm thinking that's a good move because what they had done to date did not stop the
abuse
of the credit card. So
yeah.
But I saw that there's more movement toward who's signing up for what office, and of course it's an election year. We have 3 council members whose names are on the ballot for council. We have another one who has his name on the ballot for even a larger seat than the county council, that's for sure. So it's going to be a very interesting year as we move forward with this. And I will say that the appointments were put together as well. It will not surprise you, of course, that I received no appointments for the public to see.
Wow, you did not receive a single appointment?
Well, I have a liaison, you know, that to work with the auditor's office.
You go sit in the corner.
Department, the prosecutor. But we're talking about the boards and the committees and appointments for anything. No,
how can they get away with that, Marty?
Well, because they can.
6-1?
It's 6-1.
I thought that they had to put specific numbers of people from varying parties on most of these boards and commissions.
Well, no. No. However, the Plan Commission appointment did remain the same. That's Lee Jones. And the Solid Waste District appointment remained the same, and that's Cheryl Munson. And to that end, remember that the Solid Waste District will be meeting, I believe it's on Thursday, so we'll want to keep an eye out for what's going on there as well. I'm really thinking that they might not be moving forward with that MRF, as we have talked in the past, and so it will always depend on who all the appointments are.
It will. You're correct
right.
about
and
that.
And before we hang up, I would really like to say a bit of a sad note for those of us who've been around county government forever. A former county commissioner has passed. His name is Bob Doty, a very dear friend of mine from early 70s. And he was an excellent county commissioner, excellent public servant, and a great community leader, and so I was sorry to see that he has passed. So for those people who have served and worked with Bob Doty, I know we'll all miss him a great deal.
And, did he work for Cook for a long time?
He did.
He worked. He was a man
and
about
he
town.
He actually had a real estate business, and I worked for him many years ago, back in the 70s. But he worked with Bill Cook for years and years, and Steve Ferguson, absolutely. So, a great community leader, and it's sad to see that kind of history pass on, because he was the kind of person you could go to and say, "Now remind me why we did whatever it was," and you know that's the kind of a person who can mentor you, and you can look toward how they accomplish things and see what we could do to move forward in a positive way. So I was really sad to see
loss
that
of some
happen.
In vital institutional knowledge, it sounds like. That's a shame.
Yes, it sure is. So at any rate, I do thank you for the opportunity to speak with you on Wednesday mornings. It's an important part, I believe, in serving the people of this county. I want to share with you, the other day I was at the grocery store, and someone came, and I was talking with someone, and another lady came up and said, "Are you Marty Hawk?" And I said, "Yes." And she
did you say, "Uh-oh"?
Yeah, you never know. And she said, "Well, I recognize your voice because I listen to you every Wednesday morning." And so it's not just the people who know you. It's not just the people who are on your side of the aisle or whatever. It's the people who just want to know what's really going on in county government. And, of course, we have many good things that are going on. And so I'm hoping that we'll have lots of opportunity to talk about some of the really positive things. Our county highway workers out there working in all this snow and ice. That's
got to be
difficult. And for those of us who are working forward, trying to get the budgets to work out, and I'll be bringing, hopefully, many good pieces of good news.
We don't care if it's good news. We don't care if it's bad news. We just need to know. And you're not in charge of the good news column or the bad news column. You're in charge of what's making news.
We just want
period.
To know
that's
what
it.
Is going on.
We
Marty.
Can decide. We don't have to. We don't have to like it. We don't have to love it. We don't have to hate it. We just have to hear about it. And that's why we enjoy tuning you in on Wednesdays, Marty. Thank you for your time as always. You have 6 days, 23 hours, and 40 minutes to get your next program ready for us.
Thank you,
Marty
have
Hawk.
A wonderful day, Marty.
Thank you. Bye.
Marty Hawk checks in every Wednesday morning just after 8:05. And as we mentioned, you can listen to Marty's interviews, all of them. They're archived at WGCLradio.com. Click on the Glass blog, and you can scroll through and see them quite easily if you want to get caught up, if you've been gone over the holidays, if you've just gotten into the game, whatever it may be. It's there, and we don't hide it from you.